Also wish to greet everyone in Jesus' name this morning. I was already blessed by being here this morning. The devotional thoughts on the blood. Thank you, Eddie, for sharing that. It's what it's all about this morning. And then also the thoughts there that Dave had in Psalm there. This thing that stood out to me is light and darkness. Darkness is the absence of light, and evil is the absence of good. I think we need to remember that. The more we let our light shine in the world, the brighter it'll be, and the more we take the light away, the darker it'll become. Appreciate those thoughts. This morning for a message, I am also taking the message from Psalm this morning. Title of the message, I titled it, Where Does Your Help Come From? How many of you woke up this morning and realized that you need help? Or maybe you just woke up and felt like you've got this today. You can handle it. Possibly you didn't even think about it. Maybe you didn't even think about it. It was just another day. But why did you get up and have your prayer this morning if you prayed? Why did you have your prayers? Why did you come to church? What was your reason for coming this morning? Maybe you say you came to worship God, but why did you feel like you need to worship God? Hopefully you didn't just come because it was a thing to do. But we came because we feel a desire, we feel a need of God's help in our life. These questions aren't trick questions or anything. I don't want us to start thinking that when we wake up in the morning we should be feeling empty and feel like we're running on empty and can't get anything without help from someone. I don't think we should feel that way, but I think it should. What I want to do here is take our minds to stimulate our minds toward what I have for the message this morning, that we do need God's help. Where does your help come from? Do you need help? We see people sometimes in Chillicothe with these signs that say, need help or anything will help, or something along that line. People today need help. People are looking for something. People in society are looking for something, and sadly, many of them are not finding what they actually need, because they're not looking at the right place. I invite you to turn to Psalm chapter 121, and I'm taking the message from this chapter this morning. Psalm 121, let's read the psalm and we'll see what we can get from it here this morning. It's a familiar psalm that I think all of us know fairly well. Psalm 121, verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. There's quite a few promises that we have in this chapter. This past week, my wife and Cassie and I were in Colorado. We spent some time out there doing some sightseeing and just spending some time together as a family, and it was just refreshing to see some of the sights, and some of the things that stood out to me there were the mountains, all the mountains and the tall mountains. Here in Ohio, we don't really have mountains. We have some hills here and there, but we don't really have mountains. I guess you could call some of the hills mountains to us. They probably are, but when you see the mountains out there, it's kind of hard to compare them as mountains for us here. But my mind went toward, when I see these mountains, I see these tall, jagged cliff mountains. Some of them are rocky. Some of them have trees on them. It drew my mind to God, and I thought about God. You know, really, God is the one that created these things for us to enjoy and for us to see. At one place, there was a huge canyon that we went to look at, and there was a creek running through it way down at the bottom. And there was a little plaque there that had some writing on it, and I just stopped and looked at it. And it said something about over 3 billion years this canyon was dug out. And of course, you know, we know that that wasn't true. But it's a little bit, I guess, discouraging to see that there's actually people that believe that there's took billions of years to carve that out. We know that God created it. Okay, getting back to our title here, as I think of God, our help coming from God, we think of this psalm here. It says, "I will lift up mine eyes." We look up to God. So we lift our eyes to the mountains, to the hills around us. God wants us to go past these things. He doesn't want us to stay there, but he wants us to see his creation and go past that up to him. Where do you get your help from? There's a song by the title, "I Get a Little Help from My Friends." This is true. We can get help from our friends and from our loved ones, from our family, from those that we know. There's also a saying with a commercial that goes with Lifeline product, "Help, I've fallen and can't get up." Where do you get your help from? You know, we get help from, is it your family? Is it your friends? Do you call 911 for help, or where do you get your help from? Probably various different places depending on what it is. David says in verse 1, he will lift up his eyes. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth." From the Lord is where David got his help, and he knew that was where he went for it. Do you know where yours comes from? What do we think of when we think of the word help? The definition that I found is, make it easier for someone to do something or offer one service or resources. The act of helping someone to do something, assistance. How often do you need help? Or when do you need help? There's probably many places we could take that. Sometimes we hear the phrase, "I could use some help," or "I need help." Some other phrases that we could that refer to help is, "Give a hand," "Give someone a leg up," "Pitch in," "Lend a hand," "A helping hand," "Come to the rescue," "Hold someone's hand," "A shoulder to cry on," "In the nick of time," "Cannot help, but..." Maybe we can offer something else. "Bail someone out." We hear these different phrases, and they all kind of refer to helping someone or giving someone a helping hand. But today we all need help. In our culture today, we are probably more independent than ever. Sometimes we get that way in church even. We feel like we have this, we've got this, we don't really need other people's help. But the fact of the matter is, We are on a journey here in life, and God didn't intend any of us to do it on our own, and didn't intend any of us to do it without anyone else's help. I thought of the song that goes, "As I travel through this pilgrim land, there's a friend who walks with me." In that song, we ask Jesus to hold our hand. This is the help that God wants to give us this morning. God wants to hold our hand through life. And we have support groups and systems we can place our help, some of our that help us in life. Things like You know, we have safety plans, we have security systems, and we try to put our confidence in them. A little bit like Dave said this morning, he thought the lock would, he had maybe a little too much security in that lock, he thought. When life goes wrong, where do we really turn for help? When the locks don't hold, when security systems don't work. That's why we need God. Ben Franklin once said, "God helps those who help themselves." But scriptures teach us that God helps those who seek his help. None of us are really safe until we take refuge in God. David says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." The two main points I'd like to look at this morning in the message are: lift up your eyes to God for your help. And the second one is, God is looking to help you. Look to God for help. Lift up your eyes. Look to him. The truth we should accept is we need help. We can't do it on our own. Sometimes we think we can. We think we're an adult. We think we have this. We don't really need anyone else's help. But the fact of the matter is, we do need God's help to go through life, if we want to come out at the end. You know, there's many people that reject God and they walk their own way, but God won't be there for the end, at the end of life, for them either, unless they reach out and hold his hand. There is sufficient help in the Lord. Verse 2 brings that out. "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." There's sovereign help there. There's someone that understands our needs. The creator of the world, the creator of your personality, he created you personally. We need to first get this concept fixed in our mind that God created me, God created us. I am a miracle of his creation, a wonderful piece of his creation. I'm something of value in his eyes. He wants to help me become something of great importance, in his masterpiece of creation. We are part of God's creation. Zephaniah 3:17 says, The Lord God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. As we think of lifting up our eyes to God's creation, it encourages us here in this verse to look up. First of all, to the mountains, or to the hills it calls them here. Mountains are a symbol of strength and stability. They are great in size, long-lasting and unchanging. Many mountains are. And we witnessed this as we drove through the little town of Iray there in Colorado. Beautiful, tall, gorgeous mountains. There's one road that goes through there that's called Million Dollar Highway. And if you ever go back there to see that and drive that highway, you'll understand why it's called that. There's about 15 miles of highway going through the mountains with switchbacks and driving along sheer rock drop-offs with one rock wall on one side and the other rock wall on the other side. And if you just... it's basically, you go on the other side of the white line, there's no forgiveness on some of those places. And it's really amazing in just looking at some of those views, and your mind just wonders. The God who created these mountains created us. And he wants us to take our eyes past those mountains up to him. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And Psalm 90, verse 2, "Before the mountains were born, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting thou art God." David acknowledges, before God ever created the mountains, he created us. Or he was God. He was the one that created us. He knew about us before he ever created the mountains. The hills are also in upward direction. As we think of mountains, we look up. We tend to look down when we're in trouble. Our faces are downcast. Our focus is on our troubles or on our problems down here, and they just tend to drag us down further. But don't look down this morning. Let's look up. The hills are a reminder to us to look up. We need to lift our eyes to the mountains. But don't stop there. Keep looking up. You need to look past them to God, the Creator. Many times these psalms were sung by travelers as they made their way toward Jerusalem. And it's possible that they may have sung these psalms when they're nearing the hills of Jerusalem, where Jerusalem was built. As they neared the town, they were looking up past Jerusalem to the temple, to God's dwelling place. And I think that's how it is this morning. We need to look up past these mountains to God's dwelling place, where God is. So don't just look at the mountains, but look past them to the one who created them. Look past the creation to the Creator. As Josh Moody wrote, quote, "Nature is not the solution, it points to the solution. So learn to look past the mountains to the one who created them." Jeremiah 10:12 says, "He hath made the heavens with his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion." Many people today get creation, the creation story, they don't believe it. And it makes a lot of other problems in their life. Then they have to try to solve the creation and try to solve how these things were created, and it just makes it very complex. But if we believe that God created it, it's simple. God is looking out for you this morning. God is thinking about you. He is waiting for us to look up in simple faith and ask Him for help. That brings us to the second point. God is looking out for you. God wants to help you. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Searching for God with all our heart. How many times does it seem like we're all alone in life? Or maybe it seems like nobody understands how we feel, or it feels like we're going through life alone. Well, God knows how we feel, and He's looking for us. He wants us to come to Him. We don't have to go through life alone. Lift up your eyes. He's waiting to help you. In verse 3 through 8, verse 3 says, "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord will keep us on stable ground." Do you ever feel like maybe you feel a little bit unstable, your feet feel a little shaky? How often do we get up and go somewhere, maybe we feel a little bit uneasy about the situation we're in? Maybe it's something that God calls us to do and it feels like it's a little bit bigger than what we are able to do. Well, God doesn't expect us to go by ourselves. Do you ever feel that way? Lord, in these verses, it talks about, gives the name Lord. Lord is thy keeper. Different places here where it talks about Lord. And in these verses, when Lord is capitalized, it means in the Hebrew, Yahweh, which is God's covenant name in the Old Testament. This word pointed to God's covenant relationship with Israel. Sometimes we have unstable times, we have shaky times, and we need stable footing in our life. You know, some things I looked over my life and things that were kind of big steps to me, maybe were the first time I had my school program. Maybe your children, the first time, if you remember in first or second grade, and you get up in front of people and it's like, you know, you feel kind of shaky. Do you ever feel that way? Maybe the first time I got up behind the pulpit as a teenager to have devotions, that was a shaky experience. Many of you know how that feels. My ordination, you know, that was probably the biggest step that I had to take. But you know, it's not, we don't take these steps alone. We need God's help. And my first message, I still remember that. The list could go on. This fall I have a week of meetings. It's my first week of meetings, so you can pray for me if you think about it. That looks like a big one for me. But many of us face things in life that sometimes leaves us a little bit unstable or a little bit shaky. But we have this promise here that God will help us if we lift up our eyes to Him. He will keep our foot from stumbling. He will help us to walk and not fall. When we build our life on the Word of God, we have a firm foundation to stand on and build our life on. God has promised even if we stumble, He will be there for us. Psalm 37, 23 through 24 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." So if we do stumble, if we do fall, sometimes we do make mistakes as humans. We are human after all, but God, if we have His hand in ours, He has promised to hold us up with His hand. The Lord watches over us as we travel. How many times have we come back from traveling or taking a trip and we've just remembered to thank God for traveling mercies? Do we realize that God is the protector, is our protector? The many miles that we traveled this past week, I just thought about it, and it reminded me to again thank God for His protection. God is our refuge and strength. He is our protection. Are we convinced in that? Do we have that settled in our mind that God is there for us? The Lord watches over you when you're tired or when you go to sleep. Verse 4 brings that out. "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." God never sleeps. Watches. That word shows up 6 times in verse 3 through 8, not necessarily in those words, but in the New International Version, it translates some of those words to watches over. 5 times in the word keep in verse 7. "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." Basically means keep thy soul from evil. God is like a bodyguard to us. If you would trust in me to stay up with you at night, it wouldn't work very well. I fall asleep usually pretty fast in the evening when I come home. I'm usually tired. And many of us are probably that way. It's really hard for us to stay up all night. But God isn't that way. God is there for us. And to the little children here, to the children, usually take... Sometimes when we go to bed, maybe you're scared. Maybe it's a thunderstorm, or maybe it's various things. Maybe you're scared when you go to bed. But remember, God never sleeps. God is always there if we look up and we can ask Him for help. We can talk to Him. Psalm 4, verse 8 says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety." And Job 11, verse 18 says, "And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety." God's promise to be with us at night. Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." God wants us to ask Him. God wants us to give our requests to him. He wants us to lift up our eyes and give our requests to him. Verse 7 says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from evil. He shall preserve thy soul." Excuse me, that wasn't the verse I was looking for. Philippians verse chapter 4, verse 7 is what I wanted. "And let the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So when we give our hand to God, when we reach out to him, when we look up to him, when we call out to him, he gives us peace in our hearts. The peace which passeth all understanding. These are promises that we can keep, that we can have when we're sleeping at night, that God is there to protect us. God will keep us safe. So children, next time you go to bed and you look up and you're maybe scared of the dark, think of God. Ask God to keep you safe. He's there. He'll never, never sleep. "The Lord will keep your hands strong." In verse 5 through 6, it brings that out. "The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." Travelers going to Jerusalem, back when this was written, faced dangers along the way. Sunstroke was a real thing during the day, and there was often extreme temperatures changed between day and night. Then, of course, you have nighttime when there was bandits and wild animals to deal with. There were dangers both day and night. Today we have dangers around us as well, spiritual dangers and physical dangers. There are places at night that we need to be careful where we go physically. There are dangers out there and we need to be aware and take caution. Let's not be careless and just say God will protect us and blindly walk into those places. I think we need to have our trust and focus in God, but we also need to remember that there is dangers out there that can get us in trouble. There is an evil power out there that we don't have any match for. But if we ask God to go with us, God will keep us safe and secure. God will keep us from evil powers. There is a trust and a security that we have in God. And as Dave mentioned this morning, sometimes it's not a guarantee that we aren't going to be, that our earthly body won't get injured sometimes, but our soul is safe if we have God on our side. "The Lord will keep your life secure." In verse 7 through 8, it brings that out. "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore." God has promised to go with us forever if we trust him, if we give our hearts to him, if we reach out our hand for his help. So this morning, in conclusion, where does your help come from? Are you lifting up your eyes toward God? Are you asking God for help as you go through life? Or do you think you can do it on your own? Or do you just ask God to help you when you get into a tight spot or in a bind? The challenge for me is when I wake up in the morning, do I seek God's face? Do I tell God that I need help to go through this day? And maybe here in Ohio, maybe we need to try a little bit harder because we don't have mountains to look up. Maybe we just have to look up sometimes. I think the mountains are a reminder to us, but we have other reminders here that we can keep our eyes up, keep our focus up, take it to God. We have wonders here in Ohio, by the way, too, and I think we need to remember, look up, thank God for them, and thank God for His creation, and let it take you to God. The one who created us and made everything we see around us is the one who deserves our praise and glory. Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus promised, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." And Hebrews 13, 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He never will change. He's always been the same, and He always will be. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Let's kneel for a word of prayer. Eternal God, we thank you for your goodness to us this morning. We thank you for your love, your mercy. We thank you that when we call to you, you answer. You've promised to be there for us. We thank you for your creation and what you've given us to enjoy. And help us, Lord, to keep our eyes upward, focused on you, to remember that our problems here are small in your light, and to remember to give our things that we face here to you. We just pray for each one here this morning. Bless the children, everyone here, visitors, each one. Just pray that you'd be with us, Lord, and help us to remember to keep our eyes focused on you. Also be with the youth as they're not here with us this morning. Pray you bless them and help them as well as they are in nature and with each other this weekend, that you would bless them and help them to have a good week as well. Good weekend there. We just commit the service into your hand. We commit each one here to you. Pray that you would help us, Lord, to keep our eyes fixed on you. In Jesus' name we pray.